Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, saints, and welcome to another broadcast of Contending for the Faith with your brother, your servant in Christ. You know me as Radio Reformer, Radio Shepherd, and you know I love you and I can feel the love right back. And I just want to welcome everyone in the wonderful and in the glorious and the majestic and the holy and the powerful name of Jesus. I just want to welcome you with open arms, open arms. That was the OJs with the song For the Love of Money, For the Love of Money. Goodness gracious, what people are doing in church today for the love of money. We were told, the Apostle Paul warned us, that many would be lovers of selves, lovers of money, and lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And since men are lovers of self, lovers of money, and lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, we would be living in perilous times. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, yes, those are the kind of songs that I used to listen to as I was making my way from Verona Street down in Red Hook, Brooklyn, all the way down through Coffer Park. That's the kind of music you heard. And people would be blasting their music in the hood. And I thought I would just play a little bit of hood music for Dr. Larry Reed, the host of the number one show, the undisputed number one show in all of black Christendom, in my opinion now, is the Larry Reed Live Show that has been put together and by this man called Larry Reed. And this is my last and final show on Larry. That's it for this week. Now, if he says something that I find interesting, then I'll come back and do a few more shows. But thus far, Larry doesn't even know that we exist, and that's okay because we don't come on for Larry, and we don't come on for ratings, and we listen. That's not what we're about here. I know. Listen, he's the number one rated show, no doubt, no doubt. More power to him. Like we said in Coffee Park, we used to tell people in Coffee Park, more power to you. More power to you. But here on this show, it's about contending for the faith. And by the way, if you came to Contending for the Faith and you saw some changes there, if you saw some jackass bishops there, yeah, that's right. We're about to change the show. And I'm going to use this time from now until the 1st of August to just tell you that the show is going to be changing. And it's going to be called Jackass Church Bishops because we're going to be launching a major offensive, a major, major offensive. And so I want all the shows to be called Jackass Church Bishops because we're really going to have a major push around the country. People are going to be helping me give out postcards. And so I'm going to be shipping postcards to people 50 at a time, and they're going to go to their church or their community, and they're going to be giving out cards there. So if you are interested in receiving a pack of 50 postcards or a pack of 100, and it's not that you're going to mail them. I'm going to mail the postcards to you because I'm trying to raise up a grassroots layperson army. But please listen, if you're going to request 50 to 100 postcards that you can give them out, you got to give them out. Don't ask me for the postcards and then just let them sit there in the trunk of your car. So so when that happens, we're going to have people all over the place, all over the United States, going to churches where there's a jackass bishop presiding. And as people are walking out or as people are walking into church, these individuals are going to be handing out these postcards and letting them know if you want a free copy of the book, Jackass Church Bishops, all you have to do is email the author, Moses Henry Jones, at freechurchbooks@gmail.com, freechurchbooks@gmail.com, and you can get your free ebook edition of Jackass Church Bishops. So that's why we're doing the change. We're changing the show, and it's not going to be called Contending for the Faith anymore. It's going to be called Jackass Church Bishops because I need to get this on the internet as much as possible. And so I was given advice to just change the name of the show and just call it Jackass Church Bishops to put it out there as much as possible because we're trying to get these Jackass Church Bishops turned around. And if they don't want to turn around, we want to get their members turned around. We want to get their members turned around. So if you notice the change, yes, you did come to Contending for the Faith. Yes, it's still me. We're just from now, today's the 19th, from now until the end of the month, I'm just going to keep making the announcement that the change, and then you're just going to have to look for Jackass Church Bishops. It's not going to be called Contending for the Faith anymore. And we have, listen, Saints, we have limited funds here. We're operating on a shoestring budget, so we can't just go to Block Talk Radio and start a new broadcast and call it Jackass Church Bishops. It's not financially feasible. So we have to be financially wise. We have to be good stewards of the little that the Lord has given us. And we're so grateful. We're so grateful to the Lord for all that he's given us so that we can run this ministry with integrity, with scriptural integrity and financial integrity. And we're just trying to work with the little that we have. We're trying to stretch the little that we have. And we just have to be on our knees, talking to God, talking to the Lord, seeking his advice, seeking his wisdom, and then just wait for him to direct us, because this is the Lord's broadcast. That's what this is. Well, like I said, this is my fourth and last show on Dr. Larry Reed. Now, of course, something may happen. I may get an email. Somebody may send me something and say, look, Larry Reed has said this or that. He might be talking about you. And so I would have to do some shows in order to respond. But I'm not looking to start a war. I don't need to be at war with Larry Reed. First of all, I'm not at war with him, and if he declares war against me, he's declaring war against the Lord, because I am a servant of the Lord. So I would just, and I'm a counterpuncher, and I hit very hard. I hit very hard. On the radio, I hit very hard. And I have already challenged Dr. Reed that if he doesn't like what I have said, he can call the broadcast. The number here is 646-564-9730. Now, I'm not Donnie McClurkin. Larry Reed claims that Donnie McClurkin is not educated, didn't go to school or whatever. Well, that's not the case with me. And if Larry Reed was to ask around about me and talk to some people about me, they would tell him, oh, you don't want to mess with him. This guy knows what he's talking about. So I hit very hard. And like I said, Dr. Reed, you can come on the broadcast anytime you want to, but make sure, since you and I are both educated, make sure you bring your Hebrew interlinear and your Greek interlinear, and make sure you bring your Hebrew lexicons, and that is another word for dictionary. Bring your Hebrew dictionary and bring your Greek dictionaries, and we can hammer out all those verses that you were laughing at Donnie McClurkin about. The Proverbs 28:13, if you want to dissect that in the Hebrew, if you want to diagram the text, I'll be glad to diagram the text with you. Dr. Reed, you were dead wrong when you quoted Proverbs 28:13. Dead wrong. Dead wrong. But I'll leave that for our little radio debate. And you were also dead wrong when you laughed at Pastor McClurkin for quoting Galatians 6:1-2. So if you want to discuss that on the air with me, I'll give you ample time. And we can go back to your audio. We can play your audio on what you said to Donnie McClurkin and how you mocked him for using Galatians 6 and how you came back with Proverbs 28. And then you and I can discuss that again in the original language, because I want to see if you really have a doctorate, Dr. Reed. I want to see if you got a good education. I want to see. And my listeners want to know if now I don't doubt you went to school. Don't doubt it at all. Bishops and doctors in the church and prophets in the church, bishops, doctors, and prophets in the church are multiplying as fast as cockroaches in the projects. So I don't doubt that you have a doctorate. I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that. Because like I said, there are so many diploma mills today. And so many people being, you know, consecrated bishops, being elevated to bishops. There was a day when you could not get rid of the cockroaches in the projects. Well, the day has come that you can't get rid of the ministerial cockroaches, such as bishops in the church, prophets in the church, and these wannabe doctors in the church. So I'm sure you have a doctorate. I'm sure you do. But, you know, I'm not Donnie McClurkin. So we can duke it out. We can go mano a mano. We can go rock'em sock'em robots if you would like to, Dr. Reed. All right. Now. This is my fourth show. It's not going to be long. We don't need to be long, but we've done show one, show two, show three, and all of these shows have been a series of questions. All these shows have been a series of questions. In show number one, I posted a question. In show number two, I posted another question. In show number three, it was another question. And tonight, we have another question. Now, last night, the question was, is Larry Reed a former loving pastor or a cruel social media punk with a bully pulpit as a platform? That was the question. Is Larry Reed a former loving pastor or a cruel social media punk with a bully pulpit platform? And it's hard for me to believe. Now, at one time, Larry Reed could have been a loving pastor. At one time, he could have been a loving pastor. But he doesn't show that today. He doesn't show that to not what his show Larry Reed, and he may say, this guy's so stupid, he thinks I'm a pastor when I'm doing Larry Reed Live. Listen, if you were once a pastor, you're always a pastor. I used to work for the Department for the Aging in New York City. I was a social worker. I was what you call a gerontologist / homebound specialist. I used to take care of elderly people who could never leave their home. That was my social work title. I have a doctorate in counseling, like Dr. Reed. Once you are a counselor, you're always a counselor. You can take the kid out of the hood, but you can't take the hood out of the kid. That's why I can play certain music, and Larry Reed would go, this guy's from the hood. That's right, because you can take the kid out of the hood, but you can't take the hood out of the kid. You can never take away my life experiences in Red Hook, Brooklyn. Listen, you just can't. The kid can leave the black church, but the black church will never leave the kid. So Dr. Reed claims to be a pastor. He claims to be a counselor, a mentor. He's got a mentoring program right now that you can sign up for. Of course, you got to pay. And he also claims to be a prophet. He'll do dream interpretation if the money's right. And he'll give you a prophetic word if the money's right. And that's why I played the song, For the Love of Money. For the Love of Money. Some people will do anything for the love of money, including dream interpretation, including giving prophetic words. So if you were once a loving pastor, if you are a counselor right now, if you are currently a prophet and a mentor to the body of Christ, so why is it that your show doesn't again, he's stupid. He doesn't understand that when I'm doing Larry Reed Live, this isn't church. Yeah, but you're dragging church folk through the mud. You are dragging blood-bought spirit-sealed saints who have their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you are dragging them through the mud again. Perhaps they dragged themselves through the mud, but now you are taking them back to the very mud that they dragged themselves through, and you're dragging them again through the mud. They were living scandalous lives, but you don't need to exploit that for ratings. You don't need to do that. Because if you're a pastor, then I'll read to you Ezekiel 34. And since you are since you claim to be a pastor, once a pastor and are currently a prophet, then this is for pastors and prophets. And this is what Ezekiel 34 says. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds. Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock? Verse 3. Ye eat the fat, and ye clothe yourselves with the wool. Ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. Verse 4. The diseased, which again he's talking about spiritual disease, the diseased sheep you have not strengthened. Neither have you healed the sheep that are sick. Neither have you bound up the sheep that are broken. Neither have you brought again the sheep that were driven away. Neither have you sought those which are lost, but with force and with cruelty you have ruled them. I think Larry Reed Live is an example of a cruel show that instead of taking care of the sheep, it seeks to expose the sheep to further danger and ridicule. Now, that's just me. I'm looking at scripture now. I'm looking at scripture. Dr. Reed, you know me. I used to be a pastor. I got all these years of pastoral ministry. I had churches all over the world. Whoop-de-doo. Big deal. Big deal. You know me. I have a doctorate in counseling or a master's. I don't know. Whatever he's got. Well, you're not acting like the Holy Spirit. You know, the Bible calls Jesus a wonderful counselor. Think about that for a moment. The Bible calls Jesus, one of the titles of Jesus is Wonderful Counselor. Wonderful Counselor. I wonder if Jesus dragged people through the mud after they had already dragged themselves through the mud. I wonder if Jesus caused people further embarrassment after they had already embarrassed themselves. Not the Wonderful Counselor. No, not the Wonderful Counselor. A prophet? Yes, Jesus was a prophet. But as it says here, I'm going to read 1 Corinthians, because I just love me some Bible. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and let me read that, because we tend to forget what prophecy is. And if you have your Greek lexicon, Dr. Reed, we can break down all these words. It says here in 1 Corinthians 14:3, if you have your interlinear, but he that prophesieth speaketh unto men for three reasons. One, to edification, not demolition, not destruction, but for the edifying of the hearer. We are edifying for exhortation, which is advice, which is strong advice. An exhortation is a strong warning, a strong paternal warning, and of course, comfort, because there are many who are hurting. So edification, exhortation, and comfort, not exposure. That's not the prophetic word. So again, Is Larry Reed a former loving pastor or a cruel social media punk with a bully pulpit platform? I'll let you decide what he is. I'll let you decide. Today's question is this. Larry Reed of the Larry Reed Live Show claims to be an independent voice. But is he really? Some would argue that Dr. Reed is nothing more than another church establishment puppet on strings. Let me repeat that again. Is Dr. Reed an independent voice? Is Dr. Reed his own man? Now, when I watch his show, he says, don't tell me what, this is my broadcast. I'm the host. I get to decide what questions to ask. I'm an independent voice, in other words. But is he really? Or is Dr. Reed claiming to be an independent voice, but he is really a puppet on strings? A church establishment puppet on strings. A black church establishment puppet on strings. And the strings being the moolah. I think, based on my observation, things only get said, things only get spoken on the Larry Reed Live Show if there's money involved. For example, he runs a series of commercials. He's got a Dr. Womack promoting some kind of inner healing, some vitamin program, and then of course he's got the master prophet E. Bernard Jordan. He's promoting his free prophecy, called to get your free prophecy. And then, of course, he runs his little personal commercial where Dr. Reed reminds his listeners that he's a mentor and that he will provide prophetic words to you and dream interpretation. All for money. And, of course, how many times have we heard Larry Reed say that he's not going to cover anybody unless they pay him? He's not going to cover any event unless they pay him. How many times have we heard that? The money's got to be right. If the money's not right, he's not going to do no advertising. He's not going to do any promotion if the money isn't right. So it seems to me that he's a church establishment puppet, and the string is money. Money. So is he an independent voice or a pulpit prostitute? Is Larry Reed an independent voice or a pulpit prostitute who will come and preach and prophesy and give you dream interpretations and say, thus saith the Lord, all for the love of money? Well, I gotta do ministry. I gotta pay bills. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. I gotta support the work of God. Well, dragging people through the mud once again is not the work of God. I don't see that in Scripture. I don't see that in the Bible. I don't see that in Holy Writ. Again, we are to restore sheep, as we just read in Ezekiel 34. We are to restore sheep. Then we're to confront wayward pastors, the same way Samuel the prophet confronted King Saul, the same way that Nathan the prophet confronted King David, the same way that Elijah the prophet confronted King Ahab, the same way that the Apostle Paul confronted Peter. We are to confront leadership face to face. We're to get in their face and read them the Biblical Riot Act. So we're to restore sheep, we're to confront wayward pastors, and we are to expose and do battle against wolves. Does Dr. Reed know the difference? Does he know the difference? I don't think so. I don't think so. So again, is he an independent voice, or is his, are his broadcasts dependent upon what the church establishment wants him to say, what they want him to promote? Of course, he has some level of independence, but you know what I mean. It's the money that drives the program. The money, the money, the money, the money. Is the man a puppet? Is he a puppet? Is he in bed? And look, I would argue that the black church in America is already in bed with the harlot church of Rome. So now, if the black church in America is already in bed with the harlot church of Rome by means of the advocacy and so-called ministry of J. Delano Ellis and the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops, and now Larry Reed is involved with this group. Well, how is he involved with this group? Well, doesn't Dr. Reed have friends? Doesn't Dr. Reed hang out with people who are bishops? I can think of two, to name a few. Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan is one of, in fact, he is the mentor, the prophetic mentor of Larry Reed. And then another guy that Larry Reed just loves to hang out with is another guy from Red Hook, Brooklyn, just like me, George Bluma. George Bluma. Ask George Bluma about PS15. Ask George Bluma about PS30. Ask him. Ask him about Red Hook Pool. Ask him about the 61 bus and Lorraine Street. Ask him. Ask him about Roy's Shack over there on Laquia Street. Ask him about the flagpole there in the middle of Columbia Street in Coffee Park. Ask him. Ask him about Visitation Church, that Gothic Catholic church over there on the corner at the beginning of Coffee Park. Ask him. I know what I'm talking about. Ask Bluma. So your buddy Bluma is another bishop. Another bishop. That's his buddy. So don't tell me that Larry Reed isn't in bed with the Joint College of Bishops, because he hangs out with some of its main characters. And in fact, these two guys that I just mentioned are also leading the way in the College of Prophets. Larry Reed has been taken care of financially to go down, and how do I, listen, I don't have a paper trail. I don't have receipts. Like Larry says, I got me some receipts. I don't have receipts. I'm taking Larry's word at it. The same way I take his word when he tells me he's a former pastor, the same way I take his word when he tells me that he has a doctorate in Christian counseling, the same way I take his word that he's a prophet and he's a mentor. I mean, I just go about what he says. I'm just going by what he says. He says that the College of Prophets has taken care of him, and he is their front man when it comes to publicity. Now, Larry, if I'm not saying it correctly, if I need to be corrected, if I got some of the details wrong, you can call me here at 646-564-9730, and we can have an intelligent conversation about it. Don't get mad at me. I'm just saying what you said. Listen. If someone is paying your way, and you got to cover their event, and they're greasing your palm to promote it, then you're a puppet on a string. Because if ever the Joint College of Prophets does anything wrong, now you can't say mum about it, because you don't want to lose that stream of income. That's just the way things are. That's why I'm not in the black church anymore, because I was never bought, and I'm never going to be bought. That's why I'm an independent voice. That's why I'm where I'm at, because I can't be bought, because I was already bought. Jesus bought me with his precious blood. I belong to Jesus. I can't belong to anybody else. I'm a member of the Bride of Christ. I am not a member of the Harlot Church. I am not a pulpit prostitute. So, let me play this little song here just to let you know that I'm from the hood and I'm well-versed in hood music. And this is for all the pulpit puppets out there who are in bed, with other pulpit prostitutes. Here's the song. I'll be back right after the song ends. I'll do funny things if you want me to, because I'm your puppet. I'll do funny things. I'll do some real funny things, because I'm your puppet. I'm your puppet, because listen. Whoever pays the orchestra, gets to pick the song. That's right. That's right. So I want to play a little piece of audio because it ties into what we've been talking about the last couple of days. And Larry Reed did a little thing called Let's Catch Up. It's been a while. And let me just pull this up. It's been a while. And I want to play this because in this clip, as you heard yesterday, Larry Reed calls certain people punks. He calls certain people punks. And I want to just bring it up to that point, which is the 48-minute mark, 38-second mark. Let me just bring it there real quick. Okay, here it is. Now, if you recall, this was Larry getting on some people that were sending him cease and desist letters. And he had a little song for these people. He had a little song for them. And I want you to hear this little song, this little thing he's doing here. All right? So let me just pull it up right here. Okay. Here it is.
Thank you, Jesus. Leave the prophets alone, because you can't buy. But it's a whole warm body. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Alone, because you can't box with God. You can't box with God. You can bow with them other prophets and folks that's enamored with this and that. But they can't buy me.
Now, did you hear that? He says they can't buy him. And that's why I wanted to play that. He says you can buy these prophets around, but you can't buy me. I doubt that. I think you can be bought. I think you have been bought. I think you've gotten yourself into some pulpit prostitution there, Dr. Reed. Now, again, the number here is area code 646-564-9730. You know how Block Talk Radio works. You're on Block Talk Radio yourself, Dr. Reed. So, again, he says, you can buy the prophets around here, but you can't buy me. Let me just go back there again. Let me just get that little piece there. That's a critical little piece. I want you to hear it. All right. Here we go.
But it's a whole warm body. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Leave the prophets alone, because you can't box with God. You can't box with God. You can bow to other prophets and folks that's enamored with this and that. But you can't buy me.
I would argue you've already been bought. Because everything you do is for money. I would argue that you've already been bought again and again. Now, what happens if there's a woman on the street and she takes on a client and she takes on another client and another client? That's what you call a hooker. It's called the pulpit hooker, a pulpit prostitute. I think he's already been bought by people buying advertising who dominate what goes on. They dictate and dominate what goes on his show, what's played on his show. And then, of course, if you are hanging out with the bishops and with the prophets, and they are giving you a stream of income to promote their college of prophets, I don't think you can be independent. I don't think you can be an independent voice. I don't think you can be trusted, because now you are a bought and paid for prostitute, pulpit prostitute. Let me qualify that, pulpit prostitute. Okay, all right.
You sign that receipt out there. That is what it is. But there's another receipt I'm holding. It ain't the video. But it's a whole warm body. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Leave the prophets alone, because you can't box with God. You can't box with God. You can bow with them other prophets and folks that's enamored with this and that. But you can't bow me. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Oh, remember, let's get this on. Yes, let's see this. All this right here. Stop all this. Send me mess. Me and my lawyer got stuff to do. What y'all doing? Stop the mess. I made up a song a long time ago. If you are a public figure, you always got to get up and stand stuff about folks and having opinions. You got to be able to take that stuff back. You got to be able to take those opinions back. When you send that cease and desist letter, I check the box beside you and says, pop.
So anyone who sends him a cease and desist letter because he's dragging their name and their reputation and their life through the mud, anyone, he considers them to be a punk. And that's why we pose the question. Is he a loving pastor, a former loving pastor? And once you're a pastor, you're always a pastor. Once you're a pastor, you're a pastor at heart. You're a pastor at heart. I know many pastors who are in their 80s and their 90s, and they retired decades ago, and I can always go to them for pastoral counsel. A man in ministry, I can always go to a senior pastor, and a senior pastor is always a pastor at heart. Haven't been in the pulpit in years, but they're still a pastor at heart. Because pastoring is a career. Calling. Once a pastor, always a pastor. Once a prophet, always a prophet. Once a mentor, always a mentor. Once a counselor, always a counselor. So, he calls people who send him cease and desist letters punks. And here's his little song.
Cease and desist letters are for punks. Whoa.
Now, do you think that a pastor, a counselor, a mentor, a prophet would be singing like a clown? This is clownish behavior. This is a clown. This is a clown. Listen, if you are a pastor, a prophet, a mentor and a counselor, you have a burden for people. Your heart breaks for people. You don't clown around when they send you a letter, and this is clowning. This is Bozo the Clown in action.
Peace and desist letters are for punk. Always have something to say. Oh, when somebody else does, you say, no way. Oh, see, and this is letter. Ah, for pause. Da da da. Everybody say,
right, so again, the question, is he an independent voice or a church establishment puppet on strings? Well, back on June the 17th, I sent Larry Reed a letter, in case you didn't know. I sent him a letter. Let me read the letter that I sent to him. It says, grace and peace, Dr. Reed. Happy Father's Day also. This was on June 17th of this year. My purpose for writing this letter and sending it to you, certified mail return receipt, is to guarantee that you become aware of the existence of a 22-book series dealing with the current Roman Catholic invasion of the African-American church. So notice, I tell them, my purpose for sending you the letter, certified mail return receipt, is to guarantee that you become aware of the existence of a 22-book series. Now, he's got the letter in his hand. I mean, he can show you the letter that I sent him if he signed off on it. I'm not lying. I mean, this is the same exact. I just had it printed and put in my file. Because on this same day, I sent five other people letters, and I've got their card, certified mail return receipt. I got four cards back, certified mail return receipt. And the only card I have not gotten back yet, and it's been a month now, a month. Today is July 19th. This letter went out June 17th. June 17th. It's a month now. Sent five letters out at the same time. I got four other postcards with signatures because I want to make sure that when I send the letter, the person I'm trying to reach, and this is not a cease and desist letter. This is just a letter. This is just a letter of introduction. So it says, my purpose for writing this letter and sending it to you certified mail return receipt is to guarantee that you become aware of the existence of a 22-book series dealing with the Roman Catholic invasion of the African-American church. This series of prophetic books should be of great interest to you since, one, you claim to be a true prophet of the Lord. Two, your broadcast, Larry Reed Live, is dedicated to reporting on the latest verified happenings in the Lord's church. And three, you have some level of dealings with several bishops connected to the Joint College of Bishops, such as E. Bernard Jordan and George Bloomer, to name a few. So why did I send him this letter? Well, I sent him this letter so that he can be a backdoor channel to the Joint College of Bishops and to the College of Prophets so that he would let them know that I'm coming to expose. So I sent it to him because, I mean, he claims that he's reporting on the latest happenings on the church. He claims to report. So I said, well, if he's going to, let me send him this letter so that he could know that there's 22 books dealing with the Roman Catholic invasion of the African-American church. He's a prophet. It should interest him. He's a prophet. He claims to be a prophet. His broadcast, according to him, is dedicated to what? To giving us the latest happenings in the church. And he has some level of dealings with some of the bishops, as the aforementioned E. Bernard Jordan and Bloomer, George Bloomer. The first book in this provocative series is titled Jackass Church Bishops, explaining how much of the African-American church has been turned into a donkey republic by an ever-growing apostolic succession braying, canon law hee-hawing, Joint College of Asinine Acting Clown Bishops. I go on to say in the letter, I am currently enlisting a national army of lay people in hopes that they will, one, help me spread the word about this ebook series on every social media platform, and two, help me distribute tens of thousands of advertising cards like the ones included in this letter. So I put a few postcards in the letter just so that he can give E. Bernard Jordan one and he can give Bloomer one so that they can know what's coming. Because I don't attack from behind. I send you a telegram. I let you know I'm coming. I'm that kind of warrior. I let you know in advance. I telegraph that I'm coming. I don't do Pearl Harbors. I don't do sneak attacks. I let you know I'm coming. I go on to say, you too can request your free ebook copy of the book by emailing my staff at freechurchbooks@gmail.com. In closing, let me say that I am fast at work writing a new series of books dealing with the newly formed College of Prophets. Volume 1 in this series is titled The Joint College of Pythons, The Emergence of an End-Time Guild of Prophet-Lying and Profiteering Wizards and Witches in the African-American Church. I'm also letting him know that I'm giving him a warning, because he's a prophet. But I will prove that none of these people are prophets. They're really wizards and witches. Well, there you have it, Dr. Reed. I'm giving you the first swing at the proverbial ball. Let's see if you can hit it out of the park. Moses Henry Jones. Now, I sent this to him on June 17th, 2019. Today is July 19th, a month and 2 days later, and Larry Reed, the last I checked, and I went to the post office yesterday. The last I checked, there was no postcard with Larry Reed's signature on it. I also sent him an email. I said, Dr. Reed, have you received my letter certified mail return receipt? I got one word out of him. In a reply email, I got one word from him. No. ! One word. Now, he didn't say, what is the letter about? Are you suing me? What's the letter? He just said, no. Well, if somebody sent me a letter, certified mail return receipt, I would want to know why. I would ask them, why are you sending me a letter, certified mail return receipt? And I would email back and say, well, I've been trying to get in touch with you. And I've been trying to get in touch with you via email, and I've been trying to get in touch with you via the mail, because I am trying to give you some heads up. Since you are into revealing the latest happenings in the church, I thought this would interest you. And you being a prophet, and someone's writing a book on how the prophets in the church are really wizards and witches, I thought this would interest you. Since you charge for dream interpretations and prophetic words, I thought that this would interest you. All I got from him was no. Now let me ask you a question. He said those who send cease and desist letters are punks. But I think that the person who doesn't sign for a letter, certified mail return receipt, I think that person is the punk. I think the person who's afraid to open up a letter to see what's in it, I think that's the punk. Why wouldn't Larry Reed, the four other people, because I sent out five letters on the same day. Five letters. Certified mail return receipt to five different individuals who have major media platforms. I sent out five letters. Four of them signed it. In fact, all four people that I addressed in the other letters, all four people signed themselves. I have yet to get Larry Reed's letter. Now tell me who's the punk. Why wouldn't Larry Reed sign for it? Why? I think he's afraid. I thought he probably said, this guy wants to sue me. I'm not signing for that. I'm not, because the moment I sign for it, I acknowledge the lawsuit. Now I gotta respond legally to the lawsuit. But I'm not suing him. I'm just giving him a heads up. So who's the punk? And the bigger question is, if I've been emailing him all kinds of stuff, telling him, you know, that we have this series of books. I said, listen, you can get a free copy of Jackass Church Bishops if you want to. He could have said, no, I'm not interested. No, that's not my cup of tea. Thank you, but no thank you. No, nothing. Why won't Larry Reed talk about, if he's gossiping about everything, because that's what he does, he gossips. If he's gossiping about everything in the church, in the black church, you would think he would gossip on the major story. What's the major story? Well, that the black church has become Roman Catholic. That the Joint College of Bishops has turned the black church into a satellite ministry of the apostate church of Rome, you would think. But, you see, I am convinced that Dr. Reed won't talk about this series of books, won't mention Jackass Church Bishops in his broadcast, because he's a puppet on a string. Because the people who pay him have told him, don't talk about this on your broadcast. I've been emailing Larry Reed 1 month before I send him the letter. The letter was my last attempt to make him aware of the 22-book series. That's why, I mean, again, we don't have a lot of funds in this ministry. So we always try to go the cheap route. The cheap route is emails. Emails don't cost you anything. Sending an email doesn't cost you anything. Sending a certified letter return receipt, it'll cost you $11 per letter. $11. So we always try to approach people via email. If we don't get a response, now we know they're getting the emails. We know that they're receiving it, but they're not responding. They're not answering back, and we get it. They get lots of people. These people that I sent the five letters to, they get lots of emails from lots of people. I get it. But that's why we went the extra mile and we sent it certified mail return receipt. And he just won't sign for the letter. So who's the punk? Who's the punk? Who punked out? Who is the one who fears? And based on all the emails and all the information I already sent him, because he already knows about the book, Jackass Church Bishop. He already knows about the book. I sent him enough emails and enough artwork that he knows. He knows. But why won't he talk about it? I'll tell you why. He's a puppet on a string. He's a church establishment puppet on the string. And since he ain't going to get no money from me, and he's getting money from them, he's not going to bite the hand that feeds him. That's it. That's it. So, let me read two scriptures to you. Let me read two scriptures out of the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 5. Here's some advice for Dr. Reed. And it comes to him via the pen, via the inspired pen of the Apostle Paul. He says, brethren, you have been called to liberty. This is Galatians 5:13. Brethren, you have been called to liberty. Only use not your liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Now, Larry Reed is free to do whatever he wants to do. He's free. I'm free to do whatever I want to do. But let us not use our liberty to satisfy the flesh. But Paul says, but by charity, serve one another. And that serving is not demolition. That serving in love is not dragging people through the mud. Paul goes on to say in Galatians 5:14, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But Paul goes on to say and conclude, But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. You know, when you start backbiting people and you start gossiping by using your mouth and you start chewing people up and spitting them out, you wind up devouring one another. That's what Paul says. That's what Paul says. You wind up devouring one another. You wind up acting like a pack of wolves, and you become part of that dog-eat-dog world. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, or it really means if he be caught in a sin, ye which are spiritual, I'm spiritual, I hope Dr. Reed is spiritual, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Now, the kind of work that I do and the kind of work that Dr. Reed does is going to get us in a lot of trouble. I know that when it comes to the Joint College of Bishops, I know that with this 22-book series, I am public enemy number one to the Joint College of Bishops. I know that I got to look over my shoulder every day. I know that I cannot take my surroundings for granted. I know that I better walk around circumspect. Because when you write a 22-book series messing with people's money, messing with the pyramid scam that the church has become, messing with millions of dollars, messing with criminals' livelihood, because that's what bishops have become, criminals. It's easy for them to just put a hit on you. When we do this kind of work, when we cry aloud and spare not, we put a bullseye on our backs. But here's the difference between Dr. Reed and I put a bullseye on my back because I am defending the honor of Christ, and I am protecting the well-being of his sheep. Dr. Reed is putting a bullseye on his back by dragging people through the mud. Yes, people would want to get revenge against me, and they would want to get revenge against him, because we are in the exposing business. But I am exposing the scam. I am exposing the heresy. I am exposing the heretics. I am exposing the wolves in sheep's clothing. And I am protecting the flock of Jesus Christ. They may take me out, but I know that I'm doing it in the service of Christ. The same thing goes for Dr. Reed. He's putting himself in harm's way, but it's not in the service of Jesus Christ. He's doing it to get ratings. He's doing it to build a huge following. He's doing it to maintain his rating as the number one show in the black church. That's why he does it, at the expense of other people. So, I'm going to conclude the broadcast with this show, or with this song, rather, with this song. It's called Revenge. It's called Revenge. Revenge. Who sings it? James Brown. James Brown. James Brown. James Brown. James Brown. Revenge is a real thing in life. The Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes and the high priests, they just wanted to exact their vengeance and their wrath on Jesus because he overturned the table of the money changers, and he cleaned house. And they got theirs on Jesus. But Jesus went out honorably. Other people get revenge exacted on them, because they hurt innocent folk. And Dr. Reed, stop hurting innocent folk. Cover the sheep. Heal the brokenhearted. Go after those who are scattered. Bring back those which were driven away. Do exactly what the Lord requires of all shepherds in Ezekiel 34. And stop beating up on God's people, because then God will take out his vengeance on you for the elect's sake. For the elect's sake. So, here's the last hood song of the week, Revenge or Payback by James Brown. Good night and God bless.
Took my money.